That was abrupt.
Nah, it's fine. Is there a song, though, that we should play to let people know that, oh, it's on? I don't hear it. Ba ba boo ba boo ba bum ba boo ba boo ba bum. I'm not hearing it. Are you?
No, I'm not hearing it either.
There it is.
All right, but
now
see,
I hear
this
it.
Is wrong. This is. I shouldn't have to have that.
No.
Button up. It's
nope.
Thursday.
Whee! Hi, everybody. It's Thursday. Oh, how about that?
Thank you very much.
How about that? It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. That's more accurate. Far more accurate. You know, as Steve was giving, he was talking about the crops and critters, Steve Alexander.
Oh, he talks about them frequently.
He mentioned January beans, and in my head,
I loved her in Playboy, or what movie?
Well, it sounds to me, when he was talking about January beans, that sounds like the lead character in one of those kids' crime novel series. You know, it'd be like not quite the Hardy Boys and not quite Nancy Drew, but like a third-rate solver of teenage crimes named January Beans.
Isn't there a Junie B something?
There's Junie B. Jones.
Well, yeah, that's what you're thinking of.
Is that what I was thinking of? Maybe. Junie B. Jones books were actually really entertaining. Like, I'd read them to my daughters every once in a while. This is when they were very young. They'd be too tired to hear another chapter, but I'm like, oh, come on, we'll do one more chapter, and then we can sleep. One more.
That's what I did with the Captain Underpants books with the boys.
They were kind of contagious, right? You go, wow, this is better than it should be.
I know, and I enjoyed that because Dave Pilkey is the guy who did Captain Underpants, and it's like you're reading it sort of for them because they're kids,
right.
But then you really definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. That's successful then.
I'm going to start reading to them again. I really kind of miss that.
They may not want to sit for it at this point in their lives.
Won't.
They might be just slightly too old for that.
Could we just watch Fails on our iPhone?
Yeah, that's more entertaining. What do you think is going to happen with Al Franken?
Bill, honest to God, every day I wake up and I check the alerts on my phone and I listen to the news, and every day it seems like is more shocking than the day before.
There is a commonality in many of these people, and that is that almost all of them, not every one of them, but almost all of them have been guests on our show at some point. Did you notice that?
What?
It's true. Almost everybody who's been named in one of these scandals has at one point appeared on our show.
Well, that just shows that they're popular and they've appeared on everybody else's show, too.
But Kevin Spacey has appeared on our show. Al Franken has appeared on our show. The author Mark Halperin has appeared on our show. Andy Dick has appeared on our show. The other day, I counted 10 the other day of people who's been named these things, and they have at some point been guests with us.
Who's next?
I don't know.
Dean Richards?
Don't even. Don't even.
And I am kidding about that because Dean is a great guy. And you and I were talking about this off the air. There are people right now who are going, oh, God, I hope this thing I did years ago doesn't come to light.
Well,
I believe that to be true.
All right. You know how many people have used this as an excuse? Well, the times were different then. You could get away with stuff. I'm not a proponent of that. However, I could see where somebody would say, and I'm not defending Al Franken because I know people go, well, if it's somebody on the right, you're going to slam him. But if it's somebody on the left, you're not. I'm not saying this because he's on the left. I'm saying this because he was probably at the time, and he has made a statement. I'll read you the statement that he said. There was a time where, even though this wasn't right, you would do things to be funny.
We talked about this in the office because I showed you the picture that has him. First of all, why is this woman asleep in a helmet?
I think it's because they were doing a USO tour at the time, so I think there was some jet lag coming.
Very entertaining if you go in front of the troops with a helmet on and sleep.
You know how these USO tours, what you get is you get guys going out to entertain the troops, so they're doing things that are in the mindset of the troops who are overseas. So, you know, like if you ever saw any of those Bob Hope USO specials, he'd bring out Anne Margaret or Brooke Shields or somebody, and they would be dressed in combat fatigues, and then Bob would talk about that, and that was the show.
And it's probably a grueling, you know, trip for them to get to where they are.
You're half a planet away.
All right, well, I showed you the picture of Al Franken, and I'm not even going to say allegedly, because it looks like he's honking the horns, if you know what I'm saying.
Auga.
Yes.
Auga, auga.
Which that's probably inappropriate that we just did this.
But yes, it is.
I said to you, it's like, yeah, I guess if that girl was asleep and didn't give permission for him to honk the horns. He shouldn't have been doing it, but he was trying to be goofy. I have posed for pictures where I'm pretending to grab somebody's crotchal region.
Yes.
Is that harassment if I didn't do it? I mean, it's, I wouldn't do it today.
Right. See, all right. So it falls under the guise of things that were wrong when you did them back then, but society was more forgiving toward them. And I'm not saying, in many of these cases, these are horrible, horrible offenses. There are worse things than what he did, but again, it's not acceptable
what he did.
So do you think if you're Al Franken, as more and more names are coming out, are you thinking to myself, boy, I'll never forget that time back in, when was this, the early 2000s, 2006, I remember that time in 2006 when I took this slightly inappropriate picture. I wonder if my name is going to come up. Probably not, right?
Wait, can I just say 2006? That's not long ago, in my opinion.
No, it's 11 years ago.
It's still, but that wasn't appropriate then. I thought this was in the...
Heyday of Hollywood?
No, I thought this was in the 90s or I didn't...
No, it was 2006. It was 2006.
He knows better then. Doesn't he? Come on.
I know for a fact he absolutely knows better. Let me read you the statement.
Yeah, because I've been waiting for it. We heard that this broke and was wondering when he was going to release something.
A California radio host came forward on Thursday with allegations that Senator Al Franken groped and kissed her kissed her a decade ago without her consent. Leanne Tweeden, the morning news anchor for KABC in Los Angeles, former model, said that she met Al Franken during a December 2006 USO tour. Tweeden describes how the Minnesota Democrat repeatedly harassed her during the tour in a first-person piece that was published by KABC. Again, that's her. That's where she works. The former fronty man. Boy, there's nothing being...
That's bad.
Imagine being called that. I mean, it's true. He's now a politician. But to be called a former funny man implies that you're not funny anymore. Who was elected to the Senate in 2008, wrote a script involving the two kissing that he wanted them to perform during the tour. Tweeden, who is now 44 years old, said that the former Saturday Night Live comedian made her increasingly uncomfortable after forcing her to rehearse the scene. He repeated that actors really need to rehearse everything and that we must practice the kiss. Lecherous, but...
That's lame.
That's lame,
Bill.
Yeah.
You know what? Practice your line.
Right.
You want to maybe withhold the kiss practicing so it looks more genuine when you're doing. That's a load of poo-poo. And lecherous is a very good adjective for that.
In this case, appropriate.
We must practice.
Again and again and again. Got to get it just right. We did the line leading up to the kiss. These are the words of Leanne Tweeden. We did the line leading up to the kiss, and then he came at me, put his hand on the back of my head, mashed his lips against mine, and aggressively stuck his tongue in my mouth, all extremely inappropriate.
The tongue in the mouth, really?
Yeah, that would be way too much. Tweeden, a Virginia native who has modeled for FHM, Maxim, and Playboy, hosted NBC's Poker After Dark. The single most inappropriate name for a television show in history. Poker After Dark. She said she felt disgusted and violated. I felt disgusted and violated reading the title of the show she was on, Wendy, so I know how she feels. All I could think about was getting into the bathroom as fast as possible to rinse the taste of him out of my mouth, she wrote. Also on the trip were country artists Daryl Worley, Mark Willis, Kenny Thomas, and cheerleaders from the Dallas Cowboys, all this according to Tweeden. Franken cited the 2006 USO tour in his most recent book, Al Franken, Giant of the Senate. That's why we had him on to publicize that book, as the deciding factor in making the leap from comedy to the Capitol. He detailed the tour's four-hour show, performing in frigid temperatures, which ended in the singing of Toby Keith's American Soldier. And spending 2 weeks with all these men and women who are risking far more than I would have ever had to risk made me even more motivated to do as much good as I could, even if it would never compare to the sacrifices they were making for me and my fellow Americans, he wrote. I want to find the part where it talks about what he said today. Because this is a long article.
Yeah, I don't know what his statement is, but I'm looking at the picture of him grabbing the breasts of Tweeden while she looks very much asleep.
Yeah, well, she was asleep.
Yeah,
She was asleep.
But, you know, again, I wasn't there, Bill, so she could pretend. I'm going to pretend I'm asleep. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but she does. Her eyes are closed, and he's got, speak of lecherous, he's got this look on his face like, look what I'm
How
doing.
How about this? Right.
So, I mean, this shouldn't be career ending. I'm sorry, but he needs to talk about this.
Well, he said earlier today that he remembers it a little bit differently, that it obviously happened, but he remembers it a little bit differently.
He remembers the event or this picture? Because the picture doesn't lie.
That there was some sort of interaction between he and Leanne Tweeden, but doesn't remember exactly what
happened.
She's
asleep.
Yeah. Right. Right. So I think her complaints, or what we read so far, were more about the inappropriateness of the rehearsing of the kiss, although the picture seemed more damning to me than anything else, doesn't it?
Well, it just shows absolute disrespect for a woman and someone you're working on a show with.
Yes, it does.
That's like if you passed out and I took a Sharpie and drew stuff on your face.
If. It's the one reason I don't like to pass out in front of you. Everything else would be fine except for that. So getting back to what you said earlier, I imagine there's hundreds or probably thousands of people in various lines of work right now that are going, I've done some things in my lifetime that if captured on film could be problematic, or somebody's telling of the story could be extremely different from my telling of the story. I wonder what's going to happen next. But I'm telling you, if you're Al Franken, I wonder if this had haunted him or bothered him at all, or if he this morning, when he gets a phone call from some news source saying, hey, do you want to comment on this? Here's the story. If he just goes, oh, man, what? I have no idea what you're talking. I wonder if he even remembered it.
Can you not remember this, Bill? If he wrote the sketch and he's with a very attractive woman.
Yeah. Believe me, the last thing I'm doing is defending him. I'm just asking the question. I wonder if this was in his collective at all, or if it was just another day of life that just kind of came and went. You know, it obviously upset her, obviously, and it should have. But I wonder if it played anywhere near as much of a role in his history as it did in hers.
I have his apology. You want it?
Yeah. What's he saying?
Here's what's going on. This is from New York Times. A growing national outcry over sexual harassment reached the Senate on Thursday when a radio newscaster accused Al Franken, Democrat of Minnesota, of kissing and groping her without consent during a 2006 USO tour of the Middle East before he took public office. I don't know if that matters, but I'm telling you.
It does and it doesn't.
Mr. Franken, who has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate.
Until today.
Really, though?
Well, yeah,
maybe that's a prerequisite.
Now that I think about it, this may have increased his odds.
Mr. Franken, who has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate, almost immediately released an apology to the newscaster Leanne Tweeden, who said that Mr. Franken forcibly kissed her during a rehearsal and groped her for a photo as she slept. Here's what he said. The first thing I want to do is apologize to Leanne, to everyone else who was part of that tour, to everyone who has worked for me, to everyone I represent, and to everyone who counts on me to be an ally and supporter and champion of women, Mr. Franken wrote. I respect women. I don't respect men who don't, he continued. And the fact that my own actions have given people a good reason to doubt that makes me feel ashamed. The statement was significantly longer and more contrite than Mr. Franken's initial response, which failed to quell the blowback that quickly consumed Capitol Hill. That's all I have. And that's, it's hard to take that apology when he did this willingly.
I think I like that he just flat out says, I'm sorry, and apologizes to different layers of people who, you know, were unfortunately involved because they were part of the tour. But there needs to be some reasoning thrown in there, and there really isn't. Not because there's no right reason for what he did. You know, I give him credit for not denying it, and maybe you can't deny it because there's photographic proof that it took place, but it's still unsatisfying.
What's the reason, Bill? Do you say, I don't have a reason, I was acting like an ass?
I would respect that answer.
But it's more than that. I think he was trying to get a laugh, although this was pre-Twitter and Facebook, so who did he show that picture to?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because you know what I mean? Like, right. Now you take a picture and you put something up there,
right.
And you honestly try to get a laugh out of people, and that's why everybody does it.
Right.
So who took this picture? Why was it taken? What did he do with it?
Yeah.
Did she still have it?
I don't know that she did. She definitely
did
have
she
it?
Release it?
I don't
well,
know if she's
I thought
the one
she did.
Who, yeah.
Oh, who else would have released it? Certainly not him.
No, not him. I don't know.
You're right. The photo was with the article, so I just assumed it was she
yeah.
had it.
KABC.com, that's all that's credited to this. But, I mean, I guess she's releasing it to say, look what happened
here. Here's
what
happened, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. And I'm glad maybe she had it.
Yeah.
I mean, from old radio days when I first started, there were goofy parties that I'm sure if I go back in a shoebox somewhere with old cassette tapes of my air checks,
sure.
I would find these pictures of goofy things going on.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So that's probably where she found it. And she's like, you know what? Maybe I need to come forward with this one.
Right, right. So will this serve as a lesson to, you know how people slightly younger than us now believe that every moment of their lives needs to be captured on film and posted online? Will this curb that just
no.
a little
no,
bit?
No, absolutely
it won't.
Not.
It'll increase it
right over their heads.
Yeah. Then that's one of the shames in this, is that there's no
shame
teachable
on
lesson
you,
where
kids.
You don't go, well.
Well, but maybe the teachable lesson is don't do it. Don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't
do it. Don't record
don't
it. Don't
behavior,
post it.
Yeah. Don't even engage in behavior.
Right.
That is suspect.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right.
Again, we always go back to the right and wrong.
That is true. And I mean, yeah. I take goofy pictures of me doing a shot or something. That's not illegal. It's people
right.
do it. I really would be. I don't do any picture or selfie I take of myself doing something. I wouldn't be embarrassed if someone saw it.
Right.
So kids need to think that way.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, some people are more sensitive because that's funny. I took a picture one time on, I think, a vacation, and there were all these shots lined up on the bar, and
mm-hmm.
someone was like, no, don't, please.
Might not
like,
be good for your career.
Well, for that person, I thought it was like you. I thought it was funny. I felt okay about it, but...
But you can't
yeah.
please everyone,
yeah,
and if they were offended, then don't look
right,
at the picture.
Exactly, and then just don't even post it. Who I didn't matter if I posted it or not.
Judy,
so.
What do you think this will be?
And I drank all those shots, so I don't know what the deal was.
For Al Franken, what do you think this means? What happens next?
Well, this is interesting because you do have people now saying, well, why is he being held to the standard? How about we start with the president?
Well, that's true.
Yes, and so, and I feel like, is this another floodgate opening in another sector?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because now that, you know, it's so
but how
we'll
can
see.
Donald Trump condemn Al Franken?
Right.
When
but
he's...
it won't have to be Donald Trump. It'll just be anybody who is opposed to Al Franken in any way, shape, or form.
Right, but Donald will
high.
Tweet something about this,
maybe.
Don't you think?
Maybe.
I mean, even the head Democrat, Chuck Schumer, came out and said there should be an ethics investigation. So,
wow.
You know, be careful. Okay.
Yeah.
And Franken's like, okay, I'm open to that. I mean, of course, I will never excuse this behavior, but... Of course, he was in Hollywood then. You know what I mean?
And
he was
goofing around.
He was a different person. He was a comedian.
Funny.
Yeah, I mean, he was
right.
always a little bit off color that way.
Yeah.
And but
and
course,
a little off.
Yeah,
quite
it doesn't
honestly.
Excuse it at all. But I don't know how that is going to affect him being a senator.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, people.
This was before
people
his...
elected a man to the presidency who admitted on tape what he did. So I don't know what the standard is anymore.
He didn't admit to grabbing them by. He said that's what you do. To me, that's like a big shot talking, but doesn't follow through with it.
Maybe.
I don't know that there's really proof that he grabbed
right.
a woman by, you know.
Yeah, and you're right. There has been no proof that he's touched a woman.
After seeing him try to open a bottle of water, I don't know what he is or isn't capable of.
It's like a kid using a sippy cup. It really looked like that to me when kids are just figuring out how to do it.
I know.
It's
Maybe someone holds the water bottle for him when he gently
drinks
water. Because, yeah, he seemed to be a little awkward with that water.
Right. Awkward.
Awkward.
So is it okay to just, you know, when something comes forward that you've done, is it okay just to admit it and say, I'm sorry? And
no, then... I don't know. If they're calling for an ethics investigation, I don't know what... You know, it's everything's new. So what are they saying that now if you're a sitting senator or lawmaker and something comes up in your past when you weren't, I don't know, maybe there
is
are.
Is that fair? Because I
well,
kind
if
of
that's
feel
where they
like...
want if I'm just saying, if that's where they want to go, well, they better be very, very careful.
Oh, because
exactly.
Because they'll try
we're
going to
lose everybody
yeah.
in Congress.
Yeah,
right.
I know, right? I'm right. like, what's the standard here?
Right.
I'd like to see something in writing. Is there something you sign when you become a senator that says nothing in my... I mean, you know.
That doesn't seem fair to me because... And I'm not supporting Al Franken. Sometimes I don't even know that he's that funny, but he was trying to be, it
Wendy,
appears.
Wendy, it says former funny man in the article.
Yeah, oh, that's
article.
Okay, good.
He's
I don't feel so bad.
Funny.
And he's not, is he touching her breasts or is he
he's
acting?
Got his hands
right,
coming
he's acting.
At them.
It looks
yeah.
like he's touching them.
I don't
really?
Think
yeah.
they said that either. I think they said that he was, you know,
yeah.
with his hands. I don't think he actually did touch
nearby.
Her. Yeah, it would have been much worse.
Like a Ouija board.
But, and you know what? It reminds me of with
hovering.
The whole, you know, Clinton. It was so funny with everyone screaming impeachment because
right.
he had had sex with that girl when he finally admitted it. And then all these, you know, well, at least I know one of our congressmen at the time, Henry Hyde.
Yeah.
Then it came out that he had had an affair.
Yeah.
And I'll just never forget. He said, well, that was in my youth. That was
yeah.
a discretion. And he was 40.
Right.
When it had happened.
Yeah.
Like, see, because you, the people who scream the loudest and open those doors, I'm just saying, fine. But be prepared for
right.
what cometh.
This Tweeden girl says, I couldn't believe it. He groped me without my consent while I was asleep. I felt violated all over again, embarrassed, belittled, humiliated. How dare anyone grab my breasts like this and think it's funny? I told my husband everything that happened and showed him the picture. And if you look, I mean, maybe not squeezing, but he's touching them.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
And it is bad, but it's like, does it matter... I'm not saying you got
no, both of them are bad. Even oh yeah, I see.
And you know, like I've done goofy pictures where you pretend to grab some guy's butt or something, but I would. Well, I guess maybe sometimes I've touched it. I was gonna say you're like kind of pretending to, but
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I.
You weren't gonna run for Senate in Minnesota anytime soon, were you?
No, but I, in a weird way, I feel like you know that's not right, and it should come out that it happened.
Yeah,
but. It's not who he is today. Maybe it shows the type of person.
Again, goes back to the culture, like we talked about, and even in radio back then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A couple, 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was just standard practice.
Right. Right.
Terrible,
and you
unfortunately.
Probably,
you
and
pick radio, but you could say that about almost any
absolutely,
profession.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? And I always go back to two. Then that, why didn't they say something then? Because as women, we knew not to say anything.
Right.
Or if you did, you were shot down, and then you learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Just
and you wanted to keep your job.
Right.
I know
I hate it, but
you
true.
Know, mechanics, when you drop your car off somewhere, I just remember years ago, my mom bringing her car in, and every once in a blue moon, you'd see a woman who was a mechanic, and I was a tomboy, so I'm like, that's pretty cool. I bet that woman dealt with so much crap.
Yeah.
But wanted her job and got paid well and shut her mouth.
Yep.
Mm.
Like many of us.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. Judy has the news, the long overdue news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Judy, thanks so much. Pharrell Williams is in the news, Wendy. Do you remember Pharrell Williams?
Was he happy?
Yeah, he sang a song about being happy. And you know what made him happy?
What?
A hat that was shaped like the Arby's logo. Remember?
Or Smokey Bear, yeah.
Or Smokey the Bear. Right,
yep.
right, right.
No, Smokey Bear.
It's
not Easter the Bunny. It's Smokey Bear. Remember that goofy commercial?
It.
When we grew up,
it
I'm
was
sorry.
Smokey the Bear.
It absolutely was.
Right.
And then there were these, only you can prevent
forest Tucker. Fight. Oh, forest fires, right.
And then they'd say, you know, it's Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. And then in their commercial that we ran on every station, you wouldn't say Easter the Bunny.
Oh, they said that in the
yes.
in the commercial?
Yep.
Bozo
it's
the
Smokey
Clown.
Bear.
I would say it
well,
if
that,
everyone else said
that's
it.
Why that wasn't in the commercial, because you would say Bozo...
Yeah.
T Clown.
Right. Winnie the Pooh.
Right. That's why it wasn't in the commercial. It's Smokey Bear like Easter Bunny.
I think he's just trying to make an analogy.
You wouldn't say Santa the Claus.
Judy the beautiful news host.
All right, whatever.
This
I'm really finished with working with you today.
Pharrell Williams is in the news. Why?
Why, Bill?
I don't know. Well, here's the answer.
Thanks for sharing.
The 44-year-old singer, oh, he looks good. He's 44. My guess would have been 30.
Wow.
He looks very good. He's obviously using a moisturizer. Has recorded a track. He's recorded a song, Wendy, that will not be released for 100 years. He wrote a song and said, I've written this song, put it away. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it until the year 2117.
What if he doesn't live that long? What if some tragedy befalls him?
Well, I don't think he will live that long. I'm pretty
sure
he'll
know,
be dead.
Judy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
100 years. I'm sorry.
Years,
I wasn't listening.
Yeah,
none of us
years.
Will hear it.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
You just made me sad.
What is it going to just... Is it a confession?
Pharrell.
Oh,
no,
interesting.
It's not a confession.
I wasn't happy. I hate that song.
Pharrell Williams. And actually, you know what's funny is I liked that song the first four times I heard it. And then my fall off on that song was so deep. Like, I liked it, I liked it, I liked it. And then oh, never again.
Well, and you know, it's one of those songs that I always think of the video that I, there's 1,000 videos that go with it, people dancing, whatever.
Yeah.
And I always think of that.
Yeah.
When I hear it. So.
Yep.
Not too bad.
Pharrell Williams has partnered with Louis the 13th Cognac on the song, which was created to shine a light on
his endorsement.
I had that last night for a drink.
Louis the 13th.
But that's an endorsement deal.
Well, yeah. The song 100 Years was recorded onto a record made of clay from a from a chalky soil of the Cognac region. It will then be stored in the cellars of Louis the 13th in a state-of-the-art safe. Especially designed by Fache Bujah. That is the only destructible.
You are so cultured.
Fache Bujah. That's what I say when I'm scaring French people. I sneak up behind them and I go, Fache Bujah. Scare them.
Bujah.
Bujah. It's only destructible when submerged in water, it says here. According to the press release, Louis XIII and Pharrell Williams hope to motivate the population to take action against global warming.
Yes. It's going to be destroyed because water's going to be coming everywhere.
Well,
it's clay, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
do it
if
he
believes in global warming. It's going to happen before 100 years.
Probably. But this song isn't going to make it. Just because you record a song and say, put this in the safe for 100 years, that's not going to change people's minds about global warming, is it?
They'll be like, yeah,
wow,
duh.
That Pharrell Williams, he's onto something. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is something.
It'll be too late when they find it.
Yeah.
The world will have been exploded and imploded by then.
Right. The singer premiered the song.
He's stupid.
The singer premiered his song, 100 Years, during a private listening party in Shanghai, China, for 100 lucky guests.
Not that private.
So people have heard it.
Some people have heard it.
Okay.
Some people have heard it.
End of story. It's... Everything he's doing is dumb.
The party. Now, here's what it says, Judy, to disprove your theory of everything else being dumb. The party is the only time that the song will be heard until 2117.
Who cares?
Right. And people
haven't heard it.
100 people heard it.
And we didn't. Are we going to be able to sleep tonight?
Well, that's the thing is, I don't feel. Do you feel left out
no.
even a little bit?
I'm sorry. What are we talking about again?
The Pharrell
I've already
Williams
forgotten it.
Song 100 years. I love the fact, this is Pharrell Williams speaking, although I'm not doing it in his voice. I love the fact that Louis XIII thinks a century ahead, Williams said in a statement. We should all do the same about the planet. We have a common interest in preserving nature for the future. Each bottle is the life achievement of generations of men and women. It's all about legacy and transmission.
I am going to put some extra duty, heavy duty lipstick on. I'm going to blot my lips on a tissue, and I'm going to leave it somewhere for someone to find 100
years
from now.
Wow.
That's almost the same thing.
Yeah. They're going to go through your DNA and be like, oh, my God.
Did your school
this kind of woman did exist.
Did you guys do time capsules when you were in school?
I never
did one.
They never followed up with it, I don't think.
Well, we were told that ours was being buried. I don't remember if it was 100 years. It might have been 100 years.
I feel like sometimes the high schools do it and it's 4 years. When you graduate, you can dig it up.
Oh, really? Just 4 years?
Or some lame amount of time.
Well, 100 years, how do you even know? Because you won't be there.
Everyone will be gone. That's the thing is do it when...
Four is too short, 100 too long.
Right.
How about 50?
50 seems right.
Good.
Then the real survivors
like,
will be
there.
Like, I love
when I find, like, a newspaper in the wall or a body
on
the ground.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a time capsule.
We found
in our body. No, I don't usually tell anyone about those.
In our crawl space, we found, in the house I was living in, we found all these beer cans. Our house was built in 1967 or 68, and we found all these vintage, like almost perfectly
cool,
these beer cans from
the workers. That's what they did.
The floor, right? So obviously they were working on the house and then drinking heavily, which is why there's no side on our house.
It's like, whoops, they have all the walls that we forgot the installation.
Completely open on the north side of the house. I don't know why. But one day we were putting things down in the crawl space, and we found what I thought would be one or two cans. It ended up being a couple dozen.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and they were like perfectly, they were in great shape. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why can't somebody who finds something like that be, why can't it be money?
Well, do you remember who found, nobody will remember this but me, for obvious reasons.
I can't wait to hear this.
In somebody's house, now this happened about 4 or 5 years ago, because I remember I was doing the night show and we did the story. Somebody used as insulation, they lived near the Topps Baseball Card Company, wherever that's located, somewhere. So they lived near there, and they bought a whole bunch of cardboard from there and used it as insulation. And what it was all these baseball cards from the 1950s. So when they took it out, it was worth a it was better than money. It was worth way more than money.
Crazy.
They just had they just turned around and sold them. Because they just thought all it is insulation. But no, it's all these vintage baseball cards.
And really, insulation, that's what they thought would be good?
That's all what they, yeah, they used sheet cardboard, but it was the sheets from Topps,
right.
Company that made the baseball cards.
Hundreds of unopened sports card packs found in Ant's attic, likely to top $1 million.
$1 million worth of insulation / baseball cards. That's a good find.
That is a good find. And it's a fun find.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
They all had been found in his 90-year-old aunt's attic in Tennessee after his uncle passed away. Is this ringing a bell?
That's it.
For more than half a century, the uncle had kept packs untouched in a Stroh's beer box, almost as old as the cards themselves.
Maybe this isn't it, because in the story I remember, it was being used as insulation. This guy seemed to know what he had.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there's more.
There is more.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more, Jude.
Wait, how many years?
50. Let's wait 50
At least.
Years.
Or at most, 50.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would rather just find money. Because if you
it's
find
easier.
The cards, you got to go find a broker and
right.
figure out what they're worth.
Yeah.
It seems like people find a lot of money in pictures at garage sales, right?
In the picture?
Inside the picture, yeah.
Like
you
got to
think about
frame.
Where would people put the money.
Right.
Yeah, but to the like the backing.
Right.
And it always amuses me that people buy a picture and then remove the backing just for that reason.
So they get it at a garage sale for $4 and then they'll dismantle it
and find
big
the money,
money
in there.
I am going to take a sledgehammer to all my walls when I come home.
You should.
Our house was built in like 1862.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
they didn't
yeah.
have a lot of money back
There's
then,
stuff
but
in
you
there.
Could find maybe. Some.
Were banks even around then? Because
no,
I'm
there
sure
was no
people.
Bank.
People, they kept it in their home.
I know
That's
they
what did.
Because they thought if the banks fail,
I
don't have any money. We'll keep it
Remember
hidden.
Mr. Potter?
Right.
There was this chest at my Uncle John's house in Cicero, and I wanted it.
Did
it was
Al Franken grab it? Because there's a lot of that going around, Wendy.
I wish he would have, because it was very awkward to get down the stairs. My cousin Susie and I took this beautiful, like a Lane Cedar chest, and it was locked. So I said, well, I want it for my apartment. So Susie and I tried to bring it down the stairs. It was really narrow, and we had a giggle fit. Whenever we're moving something heavy, we start laughing, and it's so stupid.
Do you? Why?
I don't. Because we laugh, and then we have to stop because we're laughing so hard. It makes it kind of fun.
Is
I don't know.
Is this why your moving company failed so miserably?
Yes.
Giggling movers.
It's called the laughing stock.
just whenever we're in a situation that's tense, we laugh. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so I had it in my apartment for years, and I didn't want to break the lock or wreck the hinges. And I'm like, I know there's something good in there. So I very carefully took the hinges off. I figure we can replace those. It was just bed sheets.
That's
and
it?
I thought for like
yellow bed sheets.
Yeah, they were.
Yellowed. Mm.
Yes. Even though they were plastic covered and never used. It was like he had so many bed sheets.
But was it cedar?
Yeah. Well, they were still okay, but I wanted money. We thought for sure they were. That's why we giggled.
Mm.
We were trying
we're
to think
rich.
How
All
we
you have to do is move this
money.
Downstairs.
We're
and
rich. I'm not going to open this for years.
I know. I really wasn't in a hurry to open it, but wouldn't that have been nice?
Yeah.
When my grandmother died, everyone flew through her house coats up in the attic because we knew she always kept money around.
In her house coats.
Mm hmm.
And what, did anyone find anything of any?
I believe so. I did not, but I believe some
How come
of her
women don't wear house coats anymore?
I know.
You know why. You've seen Housemates, right?
I know, right? But they were so easy.
Yeah.
Why don't we have any easy clothes?
I wear sweats. I mean, that's okay. Easy.
You just have to wear a shirt and, you know, that was one get-up. A house coat, pockets, everything.
Yep.
You know what? I'm bringing them back.
For some reason, whenever I think of a house coat, number one, it's got a terry cloth finish for some reason. I know they didn't all, but in my head, they all do. There's always a flower on it
somewhere.
Yeah,
it's a pattern.
Yeah, but we could bring those back in like leopard print, like cool paisley prints.
And with snaps, maybe.
Yeah.
Make them even easier. Just take them
off. If you needed a quick exit.
Maybe with
from
belt
house.
A cool house coat. We should do that.
Yeah.
We should do a startup.
Fashionable ones.
Let's do a startup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Look for our store soon on Etsy.
Also, some sad news, Wendy.
Uh-oh.
From the world of mass murderers. Charles Manson is very sick.
He's been very sick for quite some time.
I wonder what he's got. Charles Manson was rushed out of prison to a California hospital where he's clinging to life.
That's something you don't hear very frequently, that you're rushed out of prison.
Right. Right. The 83-year-old Manson. Oh, he looks fantastic, doesn't he?
I'm
shocked to learn he's 83. He looks magnificent.
No, he doesn't. He looks terrible.
Once you have a swastika put on your forehead, even on your best day, you're not going to look really good.
It did fade.
Did it? Has it faded a little bit?
A little bit.
The 83-year-old Manson normally makes his home inside the walls of Corcoran State Prison, but was taken to Bakersfield Hospital earlier this week, this according to TMZ. He's surrounded by 5 uniformed officers. For some reason, as I started the sentence, I thought the word loved ones would be in there, and I'm not positive Charles has any loved ones.
And really, 5 officers? Because what, he might walk away?
Right.
The 83-year-old Manson?
Right. Well, but I feel better knowing that there's extra security details.
Yes. Exactly. I'm more worried about someone else doing something.
Spend the money on him.
Yeah.
And by the way, the swastika has not faded. It's just the wrinkles kind of camouflage it a little bit. The worry lines. Yeah. And he's got a lot to worry about.
Yes, he does. He's surrounded by the way, I've brought this up with Wendy. This is one of the things that shocks me most from the world of Charles Manson, is that one of his disciples, Squeaky Fromm, who attempted to assassinate a president of the United States, walks free today to no fanfare. Like, they just let her out. There wasn't any big announcement or anything. They just said, she's a rehabilitated woman. We can let her out. I think once you take a shot at a U.S. president,
you're in for life.
Keep them in for a while.
Exactly.
For life.
For life would be nice.
I don't understand some of those sentences.
How do you let her go free? It doesn't make sense to me. Charles Manson is surrounded by 5 uniformed officers as he's wheeled on a gurney from treatment to treatment. This according to TMZ again. It's not going to get any better for him, source said. It's just a matter of time until he finally dies. A rep for the State Department of Corrections declined comment. Witnesses told an NBC affiliate in Bakersfield that Manson was spotted at Mercy Hospital in downtown Bakersfield. Manson is serving a life parole without parole for leading his murderous family on a 2-night killing spree that terrified Los Angeles in August 9th and August 10th of 1969. I think I can't speak for everybody, but in my head, I always know that it's just a couple days, but it seems like it lasted longer because the legend of this is so
huge. Right, got
bigger
and bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does he have? What's wrong with him? Does he have?
It doesn't say anywhere in the story what exactly is wrong with him. My guess is just, you know, old age and probably his lifestyle has something to do with this. He doesn't seem like that healthy of an eater to me.
You're here. He's in jail for life. How do you eat well
there? I'm sure he gets a lot of exercise. Well, I wonder if, you know, you just wonder if it's cancer or something.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because it sounds like it's imminent.
Yeah. HIPAA will not let people tell what it's about.
No. Yeah, because prisoners have a lot of rights.
Hungry HIPAA.
That should be a game that you develop with Parker Brothers.
Wearing a house coat.
Which would be good for me because I'm a hypochondriac,
right.
So you could guess what I have, but I can't tell you because of HIPAA laws.
That's the fun game. You get cards and you go.
You know what? You just invented a game.
Do you have tuberculosis? And then you go,
I can't tell you.
Do I?
Do you have polio?
But here are my symptoms. You could do symptoms, and then when they guess.
Right.
Do you have conjunctivitis?
Get past the HIPAA law.
That's the WebMD game.
That would be good.
Is where you have to guess based on symptoms, but it's always.
Do you know how many hypochondriacs there are? They would love that game.
Oh, you'd celebrate.
And then at the end of every game, the people playing would be like, "I have that. Oh my, I have that.
Right.
Oh, I think I have that.
Right.
Playing hungry HIPAA."
Judy, thanks for stopping by and putting up with us. It's Bill and Wendy.
I'm going to go design a house coat right
now. She's like our babysitter.
I know. You are like a babysitter.
And we love you.
When do I get paid is what I want to know.
Judy, your parents owe me a lot of money. Hour.
Yes, they do. Ask Todd Manley.
We'll close this off next. Bill and Wendy, WGN. It ends too soon.
It does. The week will be ending tomorrow.
Yeah. That's true.
And then, you know what's a week from today?
The worst day of the year.
I just love playing with you.
Man.
I'm glad they give us this clubhouse to hang out.
Yes.
In.
It's nice, isn't it?
Thanks for allowing girls.
Of course.
And not groping me.
Right. Oh. Jasmine, again, write this down, please. I'm keeping track.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
That's it for today. Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. Tomorrow, another huge show. None on the Run and Omar Apollo in that last hour, in the bonus hour.
We're action-packed.
A lot of stuff tomorrow.
It's too much work on a Friday.
I know. All right, that's it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.